Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply. Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
College football game time here on Sports Radio, 92.9 The Game. Chris Goforth alongside John Chuckery. We get set for a big day in college football. We'll give you three winners and an upset special. We do that every week before we get out of here. We'll do that coming up in just a minute. But now we want to head back out on the WadeFord.com hotline. Wade Ford, Atlanta's Ford dealer. We welcome in Craig Way. Craig is the voice of the Texas Longhorns, and he's kind enough to spend a few minutes with us today as we talk a little bit about TCU and Texas. That game kicks off 7:30 Eastern time tonight. Craig, what do you expect in terms of points scored today? We were talking earlier about how, you know, the feeling nationally about the Big 12 may have changed a little bit. It's not this, you know, throw it 60 time a game sort of league anymore. They're playing pretty good defense, but both of these offenses can put up some points. What do you think the point total today looks like?
Well, that's a great question. Great to be on with you guys this morning. And, you know, both teams do feature really good running backs. Clearly, Bijan Robinson is one of those guys who could be an All-American this year. And same thing with Kendre Miller. Both are over 1,000 rushing yards. Max Duggan has done a great job leading TCU in terms of the passing. And, you know, Texas has seen him for 4 years now. This guy, going all the way back to 2019, has played pretty well against Texas. The Longhorns were able to get after him last year. And then, of course, they've got playmaking receivers. Everything that we've been told seems to indicate that Quentin Johnston, TCU's big playmaking receiver, will be able to go tonight despite having an ankle injury. And, of course, the Longhorns have Xavier Worthy. So there are some mirror image things in the way they do offense. So I do think that it could be a little pointsy tonight down here in Austin.
You know, Craig, I brought up a stat a few weeks ago that I think it was in the first 20 games that Sark had coached in, how many times that Texas had blown a halftime lead and lost. And I think the number was 6 times in 20 games when compared to 4 times in 50 games for Tom Herman. Is there anything specific about that? Is there a reason that has hurt Texas that they've blown leads in the second half in this couple of years under Stark? I mean, what do we make about that trend?
Well, it's been talked about a lot. And I do think that the two seasons are a little bit different. I mean, obviously, his first season last year, trying to get the players he wanted in the program. I know the big buzzword is culture. Folks try to, coaches try to get their culture imprinted on the program. And so it was just a string that kept repeating itself down the stretch of games last year. This year it has happened a couple of times. Had the lead against Texas Tech and one against Oklahoma State. And I do think that in both cases, they just kind of wore down, especially against Texas Tech. They had to defend 100 plays on the game on a hot afternoon in Lubbock. Had a couple of guys banged up. Definitely had some guys banged up at Oklahoma State as well. Those were the ones, I think, that really stand out most importantly because they happened this season. But they've also stood the test a couple of times when they had to down the stretch against Iowa State. And then last week in Manhattan against Kansas State, they did put 31 points on the board in first half and only 3 in the second half. But the defense came up with a couple of big plays down the stretch, most notably from Jalen Ford, who's on an All-American trek right now. He had a big interception and a huge fumble recovery at the end of the game to preserve it. So I think that's one thing they're very aware of, and they've talked about is how to make sure to lock down and protect the lead. And it comes down to being able to pick up some key first downs when you have to have them and a touchdown or two if you have to have it.
Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. Craig Way, voice of the Texas Longhorns, hanging out with us a little bit. Craig, what's the feeling among Texas fans right now about Steve Sarkisian?
Well, I think they're feeling a lot better about him now. Obviously, 5-7 is not what anybody wanted last year, and there was the the grumbling or unhappiness that you might say, well, this looks like the same, doesn't look anything different. You know, you brought up Tom Herman. There were four seasons under Herman when the Longhorns did not have a losing season, made four bowl games and won all four bowl games. But it was looked at as the program was just kind of treading water. It was eight wins. It was nine wins. It was eight wins. They had the one big year in 2018 when they reached the Big 12 championship game, lost to Oklahoma after beating them earlier in the year, went to the Sugar Bowl and beat Georgia. So it looked like it was going to be a leaping off point. It wasn't. It was back-to-back trips to the Alamo Bowl. The program fell off. You know, there were some folks that were unhappy in high places with Coach Herman. So it ended there. I know this. The administration loves him. Talking about Sark, and the fans have really taken to him as well. He's a plain-spoken guy, a guy who really seems to have a firm grasp on his life and everything that surrounds that program, and I think that's why now folks feel like this program is on an upward trend.
Craig, when you look at the offensive balance, they have attempted a few more passes per game this year. The running game is down slightly as far as attempts go. You obviously have a guy that a lot of people think is going to be either maybe one of the top running backs taken in the draft, maybe the best running back in the country. Has the balance been a little bit more by design? Has it been more game dictated? Because it's interesting, Bijan Robinson's numbers through nine games this year literally mirror what he did in 10 games last year. It is very interesting to look at. His production has been just, I mean, dead on consistent year over year, but what's been the offensive design? Has it been by design to be more balanced or just kind of the way the games have gone?
Well, when Sark was at Alabama as the offensive coordinator, they were a run-first team. You know, they had Najee Harris. They were about running the football, even though they had Tua Tagovailoa, even though they had, you know, quarterbacks who could throw the ball downfield. But Sark is, by his history, a quarterback, and he does like to have shots taken. I think this has also been a learning experience for Quinn Ewers, the redshirt freshman. There's times when he's been just absolutely sparkling and of course, got hurt in the game against Alabama. And there are many folks who feel they might have been able to win that football game had he been able to stay in there. He did not play in the loss at Texas Tech, but he did play at Oklahoma State and did not play well. That was his one game where he had really fallen off. Came back, had a solid game last week, but it was the running game that was a big, big part of it for Texas. So I think it's a growing process for Quinn Ewers and this passing game. Texas wants to take its shots, but obviously, as they like to say down here, because Bijan Robinson has this big NIL deal with a mustard company, it's called Bijan Mustardson. So, that, as they say down here, put some Bijan on it, you know, when it gets down in the fourth quarter and you need something big.
Craig Way, he's the voice of the Texas Longhorns, hanging with us on College Football Game Time as we talk a little Texas TCU. What's Gary Patterson brought to this Texas coaching staff?
Well, I think that he has brought a really cohesive kind of feel, and there's a camaraderie that exists. Sark always talks about how Coach P is not the wound-up guy that TCU fans saw for many years, hitching up his pants on the sidelines and ranting and raving. He's been a much more relaxed guy. I've visited with him a couple of times, and you can tell he really is comfortable with this new role as an analyst there, a special assistant analyst, and he'll be on the sidelines. He's down there, but he, of course, is not allowed to be actually coaching in games. But he's helped them, I think, and helped Pete Kwiatkowski's defense be more aggressive and be in better position to make tackles, to make plays, and to get turnovers, and that's always a big part of it.
Craig, this team has gone from 99th in the country in points per game allowed to 37th in the country, about 10 points per game. What's the number one reason for the drastic decrease in how many points per game they're giving up this year?
I think it's the play of the defensive line. Last year they struggled. They really do have six guys who rotate almost equally in terms of snaps. They're getting a lot of pressure on the quarterback. Their sack totals are up from a year ago, but even more so, they're forcing some bad throws. They're being able to run stuff. Keandre Coburn, the big fellow in the middle they call Snacks, has been feasting on some opponents from time to time. So they've gotten good play from him. And I mentioned Jalen Ford, the linebacker. He's having an All-American year and was named a Bronco Nagurski finalist this week. 82 tackles, got a couple of fumble recoveries and a couple of interceptions. So he's played really well as well. And I just think they're putting more pressure on opposing offenses.
Quentin Johnston, the wide receiver at TCU, he's been bothered a little bit with an ankle. What's the feeling that you have about him from the TCU folks? Is he going to be able to go today?
Yeah, the word that we've gotten is it looks like he's going to go. And this is a young man from just up the road from Austin and Temple. In fact, was originally committed to Texas and I mentioned earlier about how a lot of folks kind of became disenchanted in the late stages of Tom Herman's time as coach. Well, he was one of those and flipped his commitment to TCU. But he's a dynamic playmaking receiver. And from what we've been told and what we're hearing, it looks like he'll be good to go tonight.
Craig, last question from me. Hey, listen, we're enjoying Taquan Graham here in Atlanta for the Falcons this year. He's been a guy that's really taken a big leap and really helped out Grady Jarrett. So we thank you that we've got Taquan Graham here because he's been a nice addition to this Falcons roster, and he's played really well for him this year.
Yeah, TQ's something special. And I just mentioned, you know, Quentin Johnston being from Temple, that's where TQ's from. So Taquan's done a great job. We're excited. We've kind of followed what he's been able to do, and we wish him the best. Great guy to get to know, and wish him all the best.
Craig Way, he's the voice of the Texas Longhorns. He'll be on the call later today as Texas takes on TCU. Craig, appreciate it. Great to visit, and hopefully we'll get a chance to do this again sometime.
Yeah, thank you, Craig.
You bet, fellas. Great to be on with you.
Good stuff from Craig Way, the voice of the Texas
Longhorns.
Don't
you love those play-by-play guys? Don't you just love those guys, Chris?
Look, it's some of the best conversations we have on this show.
Yep.
Is when we have some of those guys with us, and so it was good to visit. I think Craig is. We've had Brian Estridge on, who's the voice of TCU, and I think Brian's a fantastic play-by-play guy.
And he gives Randy all of his side gigs.
Yes, he does. So. And but it was good to have Craig Way from the Texas Longhorns with us. All right. Well, it is that time of the day.
Finally,
we get three winners.
Yes, sir.
And an upset special.
Here we go.
We're going to do it when we come back. It's College Football Game Time, Sports Radio 92.9 The Game of the Odyssey app.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
College Football Game Time here on Sports Radio, 92.9 The Game. Chris Goforth, John Chuckery. Before we get to our picks for the day, John, a little bit of late news here.
Yeah, Miami quarterback Tyler Van Dyke is out today against Georgia Tech with a shoulder injury. This from Pete Tamel. Injuries lingered as he left the FSU game last week with the injury and missed Miami's game against Virginia. So Tyler Van Dyke out. I think Tech's got a real good chance to win today, man. That Miami offense is awful.
I was going to say, it was pretty brutal with Van Dyke in there.
Yeah, exactly. 9 quarters without a touchdown now for Miami's offense. So, look, if you're Tech, you want to tell me Brent Key's going to get this job? Okay, go win today against Miami. Go beat Miami without their quarterback. Show me that you can win a game like this today.
All right, let's before we get to our picks for today, we got to take a look back at last week, as painful as that may be. Let's start with Randy McMichael's picks from last week here on College Football Game Time.
I'm taking Bama over LSU. Clemson, I think they go in there and beat Notre Dame. I like this K-State over Texas. And for my upset special, it was always one of my favorite rivalries back in the day. I'm going to take Miami to upset Florida State today.
That's what he gets for not picking Georgia. That's exactly what he gets for not taking the Bulldogs.
That is karma as at its finest.
Thank God somebody around here is Bulldog Chuckery.
Wow.
Thank God somebody's got Georgia's back.
All right, here's my picks from last week. Give me Florida State over Miami, Clemson over Notre Dame, Alabama over LSU, and for my upset special, going with the service academies this week, John, give me Army over Air Force today.
Sure is a lot of bad music that we're playing today.
Jesus. God. I was ready to bust on Randy for going 0-4, but.
Hey, can't win them all.
Can't win any of them, apparently. Yeah. All right, let's go. Let's hear how John Chuckery did last week.
I will take Clemson over Notre Dame. I think Alabama rolls LSU tonight. Awful. And I think Georgia wins in covers today, too.
Yes, sir.
And for my upset special of the week,
let me have
I will take the fighting Aaron Eckhart.
Mm-hmm. You either die a hero or you live long enough to see yourself become the villain.
Yes, the man who was Harvey Dent, Chris. I will take BYU over Boise today.
Get the chalk. Yep. Put me on the board, John. Put me on the Cadillac board, huh?
You can. Put it on the board.
Yes. Yes, sir. Stop that four-game losing streak. Stop Boise State's four-game winning streak. We gave it to you.
All right. There you go. John Chuckery with the upset special last week, his third of the year.
How are you guys doing on that so far?
That was your third of the year. Let's go to our picks today. Here is Randy McMichael's three winners and his upset special for today.
For my picks this week, hell, I shouldn't pick after I went 0-4 last week, but here it goes. I'm going to go Bama over Ole Miss. I like LSU over Arkansas. I like Tulane to beat UCF. And for my upset special, man, give me Syracuse to defeat Florida State. Florida State got me last week, but I think Syracuse wins that game today.
Oh, Randy.
Oh, I know. I know. I'm thinking the same thing. Are we all going to have the same one, Chris?
I'm not going to do it now. I was going. Yes, we were all probably. If that's the same one you've got, it's the same one I was going to have.
Yep.
I'm not doing it.
Yep.
I'm not doing it. You can thank me next week.
I'm doing it because I've already got the audio clip and everything, so I got to do it. I'm stuck now.
All right. My picks for this week. I like LSU over Arkansas, Alabama over Ole Miss. Give me Illinois over Purdue. And my upset special, even though I do not feel good about it at all, but who knows, give me South Carolina. Give me the Gamecocks going on the road and getting the win over Florida, who's an 8-point favorite.
It's not a bad call. That's not a bad game at all. All right, three picks. I'll take Georgia over Mississippi State. I've got Oregon over Washington tonight. And I'm with Randy. I like Tulane today. I think Tulane's pretty good. I'll take them over all the confusion at quarterback for Central Florida right now. And begrudgingly, my upset special of the week. I am taking the fighting Joe Bidens.
And I also am told that Chuck Graham, state senator, is here. Chuck, stand up, Chuck. Let him see you.
Stand up, Chuck.
Oh. God love you. What am I talking
stand
about?
Stand up, Chuck.
I tell
God
you
love
what,
you.
You're making everybody else stand up, though, pal. Thank you very, very much.
Gosh.
I tell you what, stand up for Chuck.
Listen, I don't care what anybody says. That's the greatest video clip in the history of mankind. The internet will never come up with it. If you don't know, Chuck Graham is paralyzed. He was a war veteran, I believe, and paralyzed and can't stand up and Joe told him to stand up. Anyway, I will take Syracuse over Florida State. I don't think they're losing in the Carrier Dome today. I'm surprised this game's a touchdown game. That means they'd be a double-digit favorite on a neutral field. I don't know. Syracuse got to get some things figured out. So, begrudgingly, now that Randy took them, I'll take Syracuse over Florida State.
All right, there you
stand
have
up,
it.
Randy. Stand up, Randy.
That is our word.
It's the greatest clip of all time. Stand up, Randy. Oh, God love you. God love you.
Oh. All right. Back to business here. College football game time on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. We got college football coming your way. Little bit of SEC.
Any surprise at the rankings? I mean, I'll say it like this. The committee rewarded winning this week, and that's what you should do at this time of the year when we still have games to be played. Reward winning. I think the fact that the four undefeated teams are, that should be your number four. There shouldn't be a discussion about Oregon, Tennessee, LSU, or anybody right now. If you're undefeated, you deserve the benefit of the doubt right now. That's, I think it's pretty simple. And if they go chalk this week, should be exact same thing.
Yeah, no, I agree with you. Agree with you 100%. I think it's kind of like the talk about TCU when I guess last week people were saying, well, maybe TCU's a little bit ranked a little too low, and you know, as we talked about, that schedule is going to play itself out.
Mm-hmm.
And if TCU's worthy, these next 2 weeks, but these final 3 weeks of the regular season are going to prove that.
Yeah, I think it's right where it should be. Everybody else can fight for their spot, but the four undefeated teams should be the four playoff teams. And I am becoming more convinced that if it's a close loser in the Ohio State-Michigan game, they've still got a shot to make the playoff.
LSU and Arkansas coming your way next right here on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. That's going to do it for college football game time. Enjoy your Saturday. We'll see you next week.
Stand up, Chris.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Hey everyone, Boomer Esiason here. The NFL Draft is behind us and your favorite team is now gearing up for week number one. The free Odyssey app puts you right in the middle of the pro football conversation with the biggest sports radio stations from across the country. The local voices who know your team the best, giving you their unfiltered takes on the current state of your squad. It's always football season right here on the free Odyssey app.